Yo, it's DJ Q11. Listen, man, we out here rocking with Invisible Podcast Radio, man. Make sure y'all stay tuned.
The grass was never greener. You never needed validation. I just hoped that you needed me. Intimidated by my successes, I was intimidated by what was next. You know I was good for you, and I know you was good for me. P.S. It's whatever.
I'm gonna be going crazy.
These days it's hard to live simple. Feel like I'm caught in the middle. Can't give it enough when it counts for something. Them SoundCloud days felt official. It's all bling bling. No one cares, you're superficial. It's just another day to me. I guess I'm numb to the issue. Yeah, I get it, bitch, I'm sad. And I sing, yeah, whatever. Stereotype, rocker boy, I don't care. Cause it's whatever. Nothing changed, not the pain on my brain. It's just whatever. It's 5 a.m. again. I'm falling asleep off the drink again. And I like to think that I'm born again. Saying that I don't care, don't wanna mourn again. Mourn again. I got wings on my jeans, not the one Billie Jean. Brand new drill on my drum. Only things, no dry clean. Feel like an empty cabana forgotten. I'm sitting here watching them stuffing their pockets. Is what it is, I'm gonna fill up my wallet. I only talk money, no change. These days it's hard to live simple. Feel like I'm caught in the middle. Can't give enough when it counts for something. Them SoundCloud days felt official. It's all bling bling, no one cares, you're superficial. It's just another day to me. I guess I'm numb to the issue. Yeah, I get it, bitch, I'm sad. And I sing, yeah, whatever. Stereotype, rocker boy, I don't care. Cause it's whatever. Nothing changed, not the pain on my brain. It's just whatever. Yeah.
Little bitch, whatever. Leave when you want. These hoes never love me anyway. Fam and friends so inconsistent. Born alone, I'ma die that way. Nigga fly, I stay. Dripping ways, they can't relate. I stay in my lane. Fresh to death, but walking grave. Their presidents I treat like slaves. But shit, whatever. Sober never. Drugs and drink, I dance with the devil. Purple emojis in my text. Just so that little bitch know what's up. I'm so in love with giving no fucks. Misuse my love and lose my touch. Abuse the drugs and then I'm stuck. Only love is in
these
the
days it's hard to live simple. Feel like I'm caught in the middle. Can't give enough when it counts for something. Them SoundCloud days felt official. It's all bling bling. No one cares, you're superficial. It's just another day to me. I guess I'm numb to the issue. Yeah, I get it, bitch, I'm sad. And I sing, yeah, whatever. Stereotype, rocker boy, I don't care. Cause it's whatever. Nothing changed, not the pain on my brain. It's just whatever, yeah. But a J from Johnny Dang, but just whatever.
It's night, sign. Yeah, we are literally in Calumet City. That's the first thing that I thought of, bro. As soon as you hear
almost,
record.
Was it Calumet Park? Calumet Park.
My bad. It's definitely a difference between Park and City out here. It's like the South, like East End, and specifically South Shore. Like, you gotta, like, have a difference. But, okay. One, shout out to Q. DJ Q. Should I say your government name? I feel like I was about to say it.
No, after. It's like okay. 11. Okay. Please say the
11. 11. Okay. DJ no. Q11 in the building. Damn, we go back. We really do go back, bro. This was like my like peak time as an artist, as an entrepreneur, as a podcaster, like as somebody that's like, yo, I'm about to do this. I'm going to just blindly in faith, but still like know who I am and what I do. But I'm going to go out into the world and like immerse myself around like-minded energy. And like, bro, you were a part of that collective since 20, what, like 15, 14, one of those.
Man, it'd be a blur.
That's crazy. That's like I'm over here just going to the first episode that I recorded and the first photo shoot that I had. And like you introduced me, bro, to like real people. And when I say real people, of course they alive, right? But like real souls, like real energy that made its like prominent presence in the beginning of my career for me to understand why they were prominent people. You know what I mean? So I appreciate that. So, yeah, I mean, we got some cool stuff lined up. We tapping right in. I don't even feel like I need to introduce it too much, but at least to give Q a little bit more on the overarching theme of this season. So basically the creative entrepreneur ecosystem, right? I mean, thinking of like the whole science 101, you think of ecosystem, like what can cohesively exist in an environment for everybody to work together. But thinking about it in a personal lens, right, in a self lens, in a lens of a creative entrepreneur, as an artist, as a DJ, as a producer, all of what you do, right, what actually needs to be in your ecosystem, like to thrive, to grow, like what keeps you living in a prosperous way, you feel me, as an entrepreneur. So I thought of that, swear to God, like, swear to God. And yeah, I'm here. Like, we're talking about some real stuff. So to do some intro stuff, bro, we got cards in front of us for the people that's like, what y'all talking about? Y'all gonna see it in some video soon. But basically, every card is reflective to self-love, but like messages that you would more so receive and give to yourself in the past, present, and future, right? Okay. Q, I low key, bro, it don't even matter. You don't even have to go past, present, future, but like however you go on the flow, I just want us to tap into each question and let everybody know what it says, because it's the first time you're looking at it and responding to it. You feel me? So go brazy. We just going to tap right in.
So before we even tap into these cards,
yeah.
So the one thing that came to my mind for sure that it needs to be in my ecosystem is love. And so that's what first thing that came to mind. So I was just like, if I don't have love, man, I don't have anything. Like, so
that's real.
But that's self-love. Let's reflect. Let's see. I'm gonna go in order. So
okay,
let's see. All right. What gave you a sense of achievement recently?
That's the past.
And this is the past. Okay. This definitely is the past. So do I have to answer this in my past tense self or my present self?
Oh, like, so I will say you're reflecting in a past tense place.
In a past tense place.
Yes.
What gave you a sense of achievement recently? In a past tense. Well, the great part about it is always knowing that, like, I guess I'm not where I started. And so to know, like, I was just shooting shots, and I didn't even know really what I was doing.
Mm.
So everything was kind of like trial and error, you know what I'm saying? And yeah. So, like, how, like, you kind of, like, gave me a super shout out in the beginning of being able to, like, you know what I'm saying, help in your journey as far as in your career, like, it's been plenty of people that have knowingly and unknowingly helped me in my journey. So for one, I'm gonna speak on Diesel Beats. Rest in peace to my bro Diesel Beats. Okay. Billy Dorsey. You know what I'm saying? So coming back from college, I had just finished my mixtape. I had finished the Juice mixtape.
Okay.
Which featured like Sinatra's, Marvo, Beats, Wordplay, a lot of people that had a heavy influence or still have a heavy influence in the Chicago music scene.
Yeah.
And so I finished that mixtape when I was living in D.C., when I was in Maryland. And so to see, like, that I can get this work done not being in the city, I just imagine myself, like, man, how much can I get done if I was really here?
Yeah, tapped in.
Yeah, so I was like, okay. And so, like, long story short, fast forward, my cousin was like, man, I really want to do this music thing. Like, you gotta come back to the city. Like, you can't be there and be here at the same time. So I was like, all right, man. So I finished school. I graduated. And I moved back only on account of I didn't get the job at the NFL that I had interviewed for.
NFL, bro?
Yeah, the NFL.
Wow.
So I went to Jersey. I drove to Jersey. And who's that? Cassandra. She let me use her car.
Okay.
So Cassandra Martelli, shout out to Cassandra. One of the most influential people in my career as well. We'll get back to her in a minute.
Okay.
So I drove to Jersey, didn't get the job in Jersey, long story short. And then I was kind of like, you know, you be down in the dumps when you get rejected. Right, you're like, damn, wow. You don't want me?
Right, you hit the wow. Me? Okay.
And so
was it me?
Yeah, WGCI called me and was like, hey, we see your resume. We think you'll be a perfect fit for our morning show. And I'm like, say less.
Literally.
Let's go. And so they wanted me to come in as an intern for the Morning Riot show. That was with Tony Schofield and Leon Rogers and Nina Chantel. And they called me back again. And they was like, listen, this internship is only going to go to somebody that's still in school.
Mm.
I had just graduated. So okay. I'm like,
well, goddamn.
Well, all right. So right. I'm like, all right, bet. So I re-enrolled in school just so I could take the internship. So I became a student at the University of Maryland. And yeah, let's just say I just enrolled in school just so I could do the internship. So I literally enrolled in school just to work for free.
That's, but
you know what I'm saying?
He was deeper though. You know what I mean? That was the surface.
Yeah.
Takeaway.
So
yeah.
Didn't get it, but came back home. And so that was a really big sense of self of achievement because I was where I wanted to be. And I knew that if given a shot and opportunity, I would make those airwaves go crazy because I always dreamed of, you know, spitting out those call letters, you know. Yeah. Everybody's practiced it once or twice in their life. 107.5 WGCI, DJ Q11 live on, you know what I'm saying? You be like, I'm ready in go mode, you know. So in my head, I'm like, man, I'm here early. Yeah. Nobody's here. Chicago is known for snowstorms. Man. So if I get snowed in and nobody can make it,
look,
I'm cracking the mic.
You got your mic.
I'm cracking the mic. What they going to do?
Busting out the
fire mic. Me, you know. I don't even work here anyway. You know what I'm saying? I'm an intern, so you know
what they gonna do?
Fire me? You know what I'm saying? So Facts. It was just like I'm just waiting on my moment. You
hey.
Know? And so the moment came when, like my internship was over with, and they was like,
yeah,
it's over with.
Like what
and
you gonna do?
They wanted to bring me back, so I'm like, all right, let's do it again. But this time they gave me the autonomy to choose which show I can intern for.
That's what's up.
So the great part about it is I came back and I interned for the UB Rodriguez show at the time, and that was during Rush Hour.
Okay. Wow.
With the heavy hitter.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, DJ Timbuktu.
Wow.
So okay. I had a lot of great moments being able to executive produce the show. You know, they just leave me in charge and run the board, and I was living in fear because it's like if I mess up.
I mean, that's a lot of legends around you, bro.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If I mess up, you know what I'm saying? This ain't just no regular Rush Hour mix. This is Timbuktu mix. Like this is what get the people going. You know what I'm saying? This is gonna get the people to the crib. So it's
bro.
Like, all right, man.
Wow.
This is it. You know, other interns be at the door like
for real,
rooting me on like, you got this. And I'm looking at the window like
y'all,
I hope
really,
so.
Right?
Like,
I guess. Like, thank you.
And
no,
so it was just being in that community of a group of interns that were so supportive and being in a group of creatives that helped the station thrive. And I think at that time, a lot of the shows were number one. Like, from the Morning Ride show, number one. UB Rodriguez, number one.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of legwork behind the scenes that made those shows number one. And so I got to work with a lot of cool people, a lot of people that I still work with to this day, from DJ Epidemic, who's program director, you know what I'm saying, and CEO of Logic Radio,
okay.
So WLGK. Got a chance to work with Bertram over at WWMR 105 The Heat.
Yo, I'm getting chills. I'm going to shout them out.
And
because
so
I literally worked with them.
Yeah, so these are the same people that were working behind the scenes at GCI when GCI was like...
Yeah.
Spinning the block.
Wow.
You know, it wasn't no other radio stations at the time. You didn't feel it. It was just like, this is the premier station in Chicago. So from them to also, like, what's that? Working with, it's so many. But I work with a lot of great people, man. Mm. And the interns really set the tone for the talent. And they weren't as young as us, but they took our spirit and they ran with it. They were elevated because we was already elevated.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? We was hungry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, shout out to the interns, bro.
Yeah, and so we brought a whole level of flavor that just, it was perfect for that time.
Mm.
So, yep.
Wow. No, that was a very deep story time. Like, as soon as you said WWMR, bro, the heat is crazy.
Yeah, all in
AD. Shout out Ricky Ramon for putting me
on,
bro.
Shout out to Rick. What?
Bro.
Listen, that's my boy, man. Look.
That's crazy.
And so... Like, you know, he gave me the opportunity to rock out. And so, you know, I was doing 2.9 million listeners out of my living room because of him.
Bro.
So he gave me the platform, and I was just like, say less.
That is like
and
I'm
so,
tapping in.
Yeah,
online hit different.
Online.
Bro. It hit different.
And so 2.9 million listeners out of my living room.
Yeah.
2014 online radio DJ of the year.
Yeah.
And at this time, I'm smoking DJs that's on Sirius.
Facts.
So, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Like, what y'all want to do? And
so you running up numbers.
2.9 million out the living room. I got I got Big Hef pulling up to my crib. I'm in my crib. He pulling up to my crib.
Wow.
Got big ass tour buses outside. You know what I'm saying? On the low end. You know what I'm saying? I'm living on the low end at this time. Okay. So they pulling up on in tour buses, and I'm interviewing artists out my living room from Lil Durk to Claudette Ortiz.
Respectfully, bro. They pulling up.
Yeah, everybody. So it was just one of those things where mentally I still wanted to have that FM stamp in my own city, but also I had to learn to appreciate the opportunities that were allotted because God listens to you, and when he listens to you, he gives you what you ask for, but sometimes you have to be ultra specific.
Yeah.
I said, dear Lord, I want to be on the radio.
Like,
all right. He gave me internet radio.
What about it?
Damn. Let me try one more time. Dear Lord, I want to be on the radio. He gave me AM radio. I'm damn, let me try one more time.
Let me be specific.
Hey, but I kept going, and he kept he kept providing. So at the end of the day, I made my my national radio debut in February of 2018 on Sirius XM's Shade 45. Sway in the morning
Come
show.
On,
you know
Sway.
What I'm saying? Come through. I'm a citizen. For him to say you a super citizen, you could DJ my party any day.
Come on.
I could have cried in the studio
super.
Like, you know what? Yes. I'm going to just give me a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
So, but it was crazy because, you know, I went down there with the team, the Big F radio show. We had did a tour and finished it up in New York. And then when, we got a chance to just see the city. I got a chance to, you know what I'm saying, judge a show the night before with artists, you know what I'm saying, with artists from a showcase and whatnot. And it was record execs all in the building. So I was just having a good time, and they just kept making a shout out, like, man, shout out to DJ Q11 who's going to be on Sway in the Morning tomorrow. And they, like, you know, people looking over,
like,
and I'm just like,
that?
I'm just like,
smooth as hell. Come on.
And it was just like, it was unreal because
people
know, like, yo, Q worked from, he did the Hole in the Walls in Chicago. He did the No Name Clubs. I literally started from the mud. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I never really worked heavy with promoters because they wasn't really checking for me.
Mm.
So because they wasn't checking for me, didn't mean that I should give up. It just meant that, you know, it was a different route for
me. And literally sometimes
you got to co-sign yourself.
Yes.
You know?
And you're not supposed to be working with everybody out here, bro.
Not at all.
Like, no.
All right, so I guess we should jump into the next
level. Indeed. We going to the present.
Present? All right, let's see.
Where we at?
All right, here we go. What seemingly random things are you into?
Seemingly random.
All right. Seemingly random. I love The Simpsons.
I'm screaming.
I love anime.
Okay.
I didn't know Pokemon was anime back in the day when I was watching it anyway.
Yeah.
I just thought it was just a real dope-ass cartoon.
Hey, it low-key kind of did.
And
look
so,
like anime.
Of course, anime, Dragon Ball, Call of Duty. I love the library.
Okay.
I love books. I love writing poetry. That's kind of seemingly random because, you know, everything ain't hardcore, you know.
That's real.
Like, I played some stuff I spilled from my heart for you
on
the way here. You know what I'm saying? So
it
was like,
this was some real raw, like, heart, you know, MP3
so,
energy. Yeah.
Yeah, that's random. I mean, seemingly random.
Wow.
I mean, a strip club here and there.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
I need
like,
to get on your level, bro.
Give me a little level apiece. But
I need to be on your
every
level.
Every strip club is not created equally, especially you will find out once you land in Texas.
Okay.
You'll know that
that it's different.
That it's different.
And that's kind of why I need to hold off.
And so
I'm going to wait.
the first one I went to in Texas, they had you could get your hair cut. They had wings.
I can imagine you had a whole fiesta in that bed.
I'm like, what is this? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was kind of crazy. That was one of the random things that I didn't know I liked until I was on tour. You know what I'm saying? What was that? I want to say it was like a Core DJ's retreat.
Okay.
And I got a chance to interview, like, Master P, Silk the Shocker, 3D Nati.
Okay,
when she was doing her thing.
Yeah,
so she's heavy out there in them Texas streets.
Bro, South be hitting, though.
But she's from New Orleans. But you get in tune with so many indie artists, and they was amazing. So it was just like, I get to chop it up with Master P.
Yeah.
Girl.
Just chilling
on the couch, talking like I'm Big Tigger or somebody, and we in the basement.
Master
you know
P
saying?
Remind me of like somebody uncle, just chilling. Like,
yo, every time he had dropped like just gems, a game.
Yeah.
And so my man's Diesel Beats, once again,
yeah.
He recorded it. He you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Produced it.
And I'm just like, this is crazy. Like, I got to sit down with Master P. Okay, but you know what I'm saying? Like, where were you when Make 'Em Say came out? Because that was like.
I was definitely watching TV.
That was like my soundtrack for a while, right?
Big ass at the TV, like, wow, you got a whole army tank in a gym?
You feel me?
How we do that?
How we do that, right? So, Master P, yeah. Talking to him, chopping it up. And you know, at the same time, even though I'm doing these interviews, I'm soaking up game for myself at the same time. So I feel like as a journalist, your job is to get the story, but also improve yourself while you're getting the story.
Literally.
Because the work is never done. You know what I'm saying? It's Master P's story is not going to be the last story from rags to riches, from indie to major. You know what I'm saying? So the man has had his hands in everything from cereal to chips to everything.
Bro, he had the sneakers. He had the,
all of that.
Didn't he have, like, little cologne or something?
All of that. And granted, like, P, my man's, like, I can't support everything that he do because some of that stuff be like, I don't know, P. But I love his heart and dedication to what he's to what he's promoting, you know what I'm saying, which is entrepreneurship. And P is a legend, man. Like, can't nobody take that away from him.
The fact that you literally mentioned this man right before you called me, bro, today. I was looking at, I think him and Spectacular are, like, doing some work right now. Mm-hmm. Literally just looked at a whole video, homie, like, introducing Spectacular, bro. Like, today. You just brought him up. Like,
and so, getting a chance to interview him and getting a chance to interview Romeo, like, even the son. So, I'm interviewing legacies of entrepreneurs that are working. You know what I'm saying? And everybody wants to have a crazy resume, but how many people can really say that my seeds are a bigger extension of me and they're doing well?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Master P can say that. Like, my kids are doing better than me than I was at that age, which is the whole entire meal of a major accomplishment. Yes. So it's like, that's what we all want to, you know what I'm saying, aspire to.
Yeah.
So
shout out to you, bro. Shout out to the present.
Yeah, shout out to the present, man.
Let's live in the present, So we going to the future.
All right, here we go.
What we got?
Here we go. Level 3.
Right.
What good habit might not be right for you?
Damn, so if you could tell your future self.
So the habit that is not right for me is people pleasing. And so that comes, people pleasing comes with a lot of strain. It comes with a lot of depression. It comes with a lot of unwanted. So it, like, you can't love yourself if you're people pleasing.
Thank you.
And so the great part about right now is that I'm in an amazing space in my career where I'm not aiming to please people. I'm really just I just want to create amazing art.
That's real.
And the paycheck is what it is. Like, people misinterpret being rich. Monetary value. Like, you could be rich in spirit, rich in love. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So many different ways you can be wealthy.
That part.
And so, me, I'm just aiming to have a healthy heart, you know what I'm saying, so I can keep regenerating more and more love for my family and for the people that really love and support me. You know what I'm saying? So, it's really one of those things where people-pleasing drained the life out of me.
Mm.
And so I had to pivot, and I had to make sure that that habit was abolished because I can't be the best version of myself if I'm people-pleasing.
Q said abolish.
Abolished.
Abolished.
Hey, amen. You know I'm a whole teacher out here in these streets,
and we just
man.
Left out of Black History Month, so I just had to shout out that word, bro.
I love it. You know what I'm saying? Every day is Black History. You know what I'm saying? So
that part. It's like a little ancestral month. That's what I call it, ancestral month.
For sure.
But yeah, no, that word just, like, spoke layers. When you abolish something,
I abolished it because
very firm.
I feel like I don't want my kids to be people pleasers. I don't want them to fall into the trap of having an amazing, great heart, which they are already equipped with, but that heart being ruined and taken advantage of because you're so into making other people happy and pleasing them.
Thank you for saying that.
You know what I'm saying? Because the thing is that sometimes it be too good to where people love to take advantage of good people. And sometimes good people get treated the worst.
Literally.
And so along those lines, you have to set boundaries and limits to where you just be like, whoa, we can't pass go right now.
Abolish.
We have to abolish this right now because, you know, you got to protect your heart. You got to protect your feelings.
Yeah.
And it helps you along the way also do better business because you have boundaries and you can make people stop before they even start. So that way there's no conflict even when you're doing business. You know what I'm saying?
That's real, bro. So, when you start seeing, you know how you see a little leak coming? You be like, where that's coming from?
You patch that thing quick.
Immediately. Immediately. I'm not just going to let, you know.
Yeah, patch it quick and get it going. You feel me?
No, that's real, bro. Let me grab my phone. Hold on. I'm screaming. So we're going to be tapping into part two at this point because I just asked, let me grab my phone. But I'm going to be going to the little notes. Let me pull that up. Or whole time, bro, you got your laptop. I'm about to be that one like kid in class, like asking to use your laptop.
You know it's on 0%. What you need?
Okay. So I might have to download the app, my lazy ass, because I just didn't want to. Yeah, I'm gonna just download Google Drive real quick because I'm gonna go to Google. What is it? The goddamn.
You had said you had sent it to me, but yeah. I ain't even. I think I tried to look for it.
You ain't got okay.
I don't think I got it.
You good. Let me download. I barely got space on this nigga. Like, hold on. Let me. What time we at? 5:54. What's go time, bro? What would you say, like?
What you mean?
Now, no, I mean, like, for the game.
For the game. Because
we ain't got to rush shit. I just want to be mindful of.
We could tap out at, like, 6.
Okay.
And then pull up and, you know.
Okay, but.
Because we're right down the way.
All right, buddy. Let me.
But I don't want to stop no natural convo either. Like.
That priority. You know. Okay. Yeah, I'm damn near just trying to, like, fucking get space and shit on my phone because niggas.
If you. Is it something you can airdrop? Or what did I need?
Damn near.
I need to be able to look at the questions or what is it?
Yeah, so I'm really just trying to get to Google Doc, basically, but. I'm restarting my shit so I can download another app. I'm screaming.
So I got Google Drive.
Okay, bet. So I can just log in on your shit real quick and then. Can you? Let me see. If you like add a Google account.
Add another account.
Yeah. But then the real question is because I know my shit like security out the ass.
Yeah, it's gonna do some weird Google stuff to where you're gonna have to give your.
Yeah, I'm going to have to probably
your
drop my
mama's mama, maiden name, I'm your screaming. Phone number.
I'm going to make this shit shake, though. I'm going to just, as soon as my phone fucking restart. But, okay, here we go. So, I'm going to try this shit one more time. See if it works. Because if it do. Time. Let's go. Okay, it's looking like we loading. Okay, we good. We good. Actually, I'm.
All right, let's do
Gucci.
It.
Shit, I think. Okay, so while this is going, I'm just going to go off the dome. From the notes that me and shout out to CJ, a.k.a. Harlem Knight, we were talking about for the first episode of the season, actually. So basically the elements of, like, personal development within your ecosystem, right? So you're looking at your physical health, you're looking at your personal health, right? You're looking at financial literacy, you're looking at entrepreneur and industry growth. So, like, from what I'm already thinking and based off of what you've been talking about already, how would you say, you know, you've given yourself more knowledge in your industry, right, while also feeding into, like, the health of yourself, right? Like, how am I taking care of my body while also taking care of my mind and, like, creating a healthy ecosystem in that space?
Okay, so pretty much, like, even if we revert it to, like, cell phone terminology, like, if your battery's dead, you can't even cut on. Mm. Sometimes your phone won't even cut on. So it's like, if you don't take care of your mental, physical, and spiritual, you cannot operate on any other type of frequency at all. You know what I'm saying? So this year, I kind of dedicated myself to self and personal development based on, like I said, not people pleasing and taking care of my overall health. Because if you don't have any health, you can't achieve any of your goals. You know what I'm saying? Like, so between January and now, like, I haven't, you know, like, eaten any meat. Like, I've kind of just went straight vegetarian. Yeah.
Okay, a little vegan. I mean, yeah. You eat dairy?
A little bit. I'm phasing the cheese
flexitarian
out.
Flexitarian.
Yeah,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Okay, lit.
So,
I like it.
But I'm extra mindful of everything that I eat, because I know that eating that stuff has a repercussion of my mental, spiritual, and physical.
Facts.
So it's like I can't hit the pinnacle that I'm trying to hit if I'm processing a big ass gyro. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah.
If my body is processing a big ass gyro, I'm gonna be asleep. Okay?
Yeah.
The itis will be here.
Yeah.
So it's like if I got a 6-piece with lemon pepper, mild sauce.
You got extra mile on you?
Extra mile. Yeah, you already
you
know.
You throw the extra.
And I can't process the thoughts that I'm trying to process that's gonna get me to the next level because my body is still processing meat. You're enduring the trauma from the animal that was killed.
Absolute.
You know what I'm saying? You got blood on your hands. You
literally
know what I'm saying? So
in you.
You're embodying all of that energy.
Yeah.
And so it's no different than a person going to get a blood transfusion and they get a blood transfusion from a serial killer. Your thoughts are not going to be your own.
Bro, that's you know a whole saying? Movie. You just got my brain going. That's crazy.
And so, like, wow. I've been just mindful of that. And so I just been taking the time to just pray, meditate, make sure that I'm taken care of before I do any kind of work or any type of anything because – if I'm not good, I can't take care of nobody else anyway.
That's
you
a
know?
Word.
So that's been my whole outlook on things right now.
That's a word. So when it comes to entrepreneurship and industry education, right, where do you absorb more about your craft or, like, what outlets have you been creating to expand? And then when we tap into, like, financial health and literacy, like, if you could share goals or at least, like, discipline along your journey that you've applied.
So my whole thing has been based off of trial and error because a lot of the things that I've set out to obtain, a lot of people have never hit that pinnacle yet. So it's solely based on where do I see myself. And so a lot of people be like, man, you should be on tour. You should be rocking stages. You should be doing this. You should be doing that. And once you've done so much in a certain area, you kind of want to, like, re-image yourself because you know that that's not really the direction you want to go in. So right now, I'm more so just focused on, like, the songwriting, the production, the producer side of myself. So, like, DJ Q11 is still here. He's still in there. It's just I just wanted to do something different. You
That's
know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, I see how everything is going, and, like, I want to live out the rest of this, you know, this season doing something a lot differently, something that I can manage. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't manage doing 5 shows a day anymore. Like, that's just not realistic to myself and my family. Yep. So, but I can go in a studio and cook up and sit down and write some hits for your favorite artists, and then we go back. You know what I'm saying? I could do that. That's feasible because I can still do that from my home studio. I don't have to travel as much. It's not as demanding on my body and my mental.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing shows with people that I don't necessarily get along with, or we don't match an energy, and I'm just, like, kind of unhappy, or I'm happy 1 minute.
Spurts.
You know?
Yeah. Not
and
that's
so,
right
like, I don't have to compromise my integrity to, like I said, go back to people-pleasing.
And going you know back to autonomy, too.
It does. That and hit. So I've always had the autonomy to do anything and everything I wanted to do, which has been a major blessing, you know, doing this entertainment and, you know, just music and DJing, this whole industry. It's like a lot of people don't have that autonomy to pick and choose. But because I'm so flexible and because I'm so just multi-tiered, I could pick and choose when I DJ. I could pick and choose what I want to do. I could pick and choose who I want to work with, who I don't want to work
Literally.
With.
Literally. That's like and somebody's so, collecting hats, bro. You just changing your hats. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I feel
so
you.
Like, yeah, the title may say DJ Q11, but it's just so much more that – you know what I'm saying, that I'm here for and I'm here to expand on. So, like, with the entrepreneurship and just the monetary value of things, like, I'm just looking to invest. Like, your favorite rapper's rapper, they all invest. They got investment properties. They got fast food chains. They got all that type of stuff. They don't necessarily, like, broadcast it because it's nothing to broadcast.
Right.
It's just that's how you
that's
get your money
doing.
In silent. You know what I mean? And so – 9 times out of 10, if Kanye had a burger joint here, it would be people that wouldn't eat there just because Kanye had it. But then it would also be a bunch of people that would because Kanye made it. So you don't want to give them the option to choose when and how they should hate on you. Hate on me, authentically hate on me, not because you know that I own this, but because you genuinely just
don't like
me. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
real, bro.
And
God
so,
damn.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like I'm not gonna tell people I own that Dunkin' Donuts or I own that building. We just gonna ride past it. And I'm gonna be like, that's crazy. They doing some nice renovations.
Get
over
that.
There. That's how you stay grounded and still being able to be an actual real person because real people make real entrepreneur and
monetary value moves that's going to sequence into, you know, a legacy of just monetary, like, success through your kids and your kids. Like, you want to keep it going. Like, when you leave this earth, you want to leave something tangible, something that the people can feel, something that they can touch, something that's going to actually generate more money when you're gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, people want to make money when they sleep. I want to make money even when I'm not here. So that way my kids and my family can be good.
That's real.
So shout out to, like, everybody that was on Lionheart. Shout out to my daughter, Kylie.
Wow.
DJ Kylie.
Wow.
She kicked it off.
Before North.
Yeah, before.
Before it was Adonis.
Listen, I'm cool with the little kids charting and being on Billboard. I love to see it because they just making it better for other kids to do it too. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but DJ Kylie was definitely.
Let's go, DJ
first,
Kylie.
You know what I'm saying? Like, indie or major, it don't even matter, man. Everybody know DJ Kylie coming to represent, and not only represent, but she does it well.
That's what's up, bro. That's that legacy on IPR, man. We're going to keep it going.
Man,
literally.
But shout out to everybody, man. Navarro, President Tell, man, Armin, you know what I'm saying? Mean Labs, everybody that's representing, man.
Ricky Ramon, WWE. Ricky Ramon,
DJ Epidemic, Big Hef, MCity JR.
Yeah.
Ty Bree.
Yeah,
man, Roddy Rich, Lil Durk, everybody that's, you know what I'm saying, Johnny Yo, you know what I'm saying, the whole Nerve DJ family, all my Sights Game people out there in Maryland, man, up, Dub?
That's what's up, bro. I thought about Rocky Fresh, he was playing, homie.
Shout out to Rocky, man, that's Rocky crazy, for featuring on the Lionheart Project,
shout
out to my boy L.I.V.M., shout out to my mama. What's up,
Mama?
Mama,
low key.
Yeah, everybody, man. Like, I don't be wanting to forget nobody because people be forgetting, feeling left out, man. So
you just tag them, you know. We gonna tag them.
Of course, Diesel
knows.
Beast, man. Rest in peace again, man. He just recently passed. This past February, it's crazy because he's responsible for bringing DJ Q11 to the world.
That's
when it comes to being a host of Diesel Beast TV. I had, just being groomed to be an amazing communicator, an amazing DJ, an amazing host, just a personality that people can connect with because I'm a real person. So people see me out. They just,
literally, that's all you got to do.
And you know what I'm saying? It's just the genuine interactions that do it for me. And so. Man, just God bless everybody that's on this journey of entertainment, that's DJing, producing, writing, that's an artist.
Yeah.
Like, just put your soul on the paper, put your soul in the track, and just let God take you to the next level. Like, sometimes you got to move out the way and let him work.
Literally.
And, just stay true to you. Like, I know a lot of people say it, it's cliche, but, just stay true to you, man, and just, you know, just work. Just work. Do the work.
Literally. Let it speak.
Yeah.
Pen has dropped and the mic.
Boom. Out. Invisible Podcast Radio.
Literally. My daddy is epic. Like me. You can't mess with my daddy. It's over for you, other DJ. My dad got this on Smash. DJ Q11. Get him, daddy.
When you get that call from the president, it's mandatory that you be successful. President Tell. Lil JT, 144 Music, man. We ain't just start doing this. 093 Forever, Warrior Ramon, DJ Q11. Let's do this, man. Champagne Dreams. Let's go!
The boy so cold, first place, my medallion. With a bad bitch ass out on the island. Bloodline French, but the plate got Italian. Yo, bitch shows, now you hurry, play the violin. Woke up, chose violence. Put on nigga next to my ass, inspiring. Who is he, bitch? I am him. Yo, bitch, MCM, no designer. Yeah, and still MCM in my lineup. Didn't know my name, baby, this is a reminder. I'm giving out games, got no such a binder. Haters bring a menace, always room in the choir. But when a nigga preach, play a role and be quiet. Wild West shit, don't call a nigga Wyatt. 093, what we rap till we dying. Number one pick, Jordan drip like Zion. It's all about money, respect, and the power. You boys ain't threats, you niggas is cowards. That's why I flex, your taste is sour. You couldn't come next to the thing about us. Hours spent, grinding, raising kids. More like we just trying to build, keep it real. I done lost a few that I wish still was here. But yet and still, here I stand. Humble flex, bitch, I'm the man. Big scholar graduate, yes I am. Y'all watch and judge, y'all my motherfucking fans. First and first, I don't track out body. Fucking with me, oh no, so sorry. That's a definite, no motherfucking pilot. I speak my mind, cause I know God. Champagne dreams, I'm a star. In my own mind, I go fly. Love my team, love my squad. We them niggas, that's on God. Champagne dreams, I'm a star. In my own mind, I go fly. Love my team, love my squad. We them niggas, that's on God.
Once they see what I dropped, then they gon' let me in. I had to tell them I need an event. We made a hit and we did it again. But niggas like, fuck it, it is what it is. And I see you wildin' with your friends, lil' babe. Ain't no love on this end.
It's crazy.
See the money make them doin' it. I guess that's just how they movin' late.
You put them first and they leave by the second. I was right there when you needed protection. Money feelin' blue, guess my pockets affected. Used to be sleep, now they hate when they restless. Always counting up, I think I got a fetish. He talking reckless like he do the wreckin'. Say he wants the smoke, so we gave him a session. Never heard from him, guess he got the message. If I call you my brother, can't break that connection. They gon' hate when they see where you headed. Bigger stakes, I can't make no exceptions. Can't push the brakes, I just wanna keep pressing. I got way too many flavors. Having my closet be feeling neglected. Never keep it to myself. None of my bands can go undirected. Watching my back like they part of my spine. So I'ma lead them if they fall out of line. Don't do the drama, just sit back and rhyme. If you see it now, then just wait for my prime. Can't give up my heart, I ain't wasting my time. I had to stop once I saw the signs. Now I go for a bag, that's all on my mind. Pass my homie a bin, I do more than drop dimes. Nigga try to swipe and he got declined.
He got declined.
Cause I'm on go. Look for the real, it's getting hard to find.
Getting hard to find.
You don't see it no more. People gon' do you wrong, just open your eyes.
Open your eyes.
It's all gon' show. Just believe I'm bringing all of mine.
I'm gon' bring all of mine.
We all gon' blow.
Champagne dreams, I'm a star. In my own mind, I go fly. Love my team, love my squad. We them niggas, that's on God. Champagne dreams, I'm a star. In my own mind, I go fly. Love my team, love my squad. We them niggas, that's on God.
Once they see what I dropped, then they gon' let me in. I had to tell them I need an advance. We made a hit and we did it again. But niggas like, fuck it, it is what it is. And I see you wildin' with your friends, lil' babe. Ain't no love on this end, it's crazy. See the money, make them doin' it. I guess that's just how they movin' lately.